now.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah, let's talk about Ada. To the unconcerned and uninformed. You think you can't get it? Well, you're wrong. Don't dismiss this. It's a blacklisted topic. And that ain't gonna stop it. Now, if you go about it right, you just might save your life. Don't be uptight. Come join the fight. We're gonna tell you how you can get it and how you won't. All of the do's and all of the don'ts. I got some news for you, so listen, please. It's not a black, white, or gay disease. Are you ready, pet?
Yeah, I'm set.
All right, then, come on, bet.
Let's talk about sex,
so if you do come up with HIV positive or have AIDS, we just want you to know that there are treatments, that's right. And the earlier you detect it, the better off you'll be.
Tell them, please.
Hey, yo, pet, you get checked.
Yep.
Now, you don't get AIDS for kissing, touches, you see the bite or hug it.
Or see telephone,
stop bugging. You get it for sex or a dirty drug needle, anal or oral now, people. Women can give it to men and men mostly to women. The facts are simple, right, and exact. And once you get it, there's no turning back for you. There ain't a cure, so you gotta be sure. Protect yourself, I don't have sex anymore. Mothers might give it to their babies through the womb or through birth.
Don't be an ass in a soon.
AIDS ain't got no smell or taste. Don't care about your race. You see a nice kind face,
you think you're safe.
I'm sorry, that's just not the case. There's no debate, conversate with your mate. Don't wait until it's too late.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
If that song sounds familiar to you, I'm not surprised. The original version of the song was called Let's Talk About Sex and was by the very successful hip-hop trio Salt and Peppa in 1991. A year later, they released a version of it with a different focus. The chorus was the same, but you may have noticed that they were now talking about AIDS. And that's what the music on this show will be talking about. This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and on this show, I'm showcasing songs about AIDS. And as the show will air on November 26th, it's just in time for World AIDS Day on December 1st. Approaching a subject like songs about AIDS is a little daunting, as I could easily do quite a few shows with the material I have in my collection, so narrowing them down was difficult. And also, generally on Queer Music Heritage, you can assume, unless I say so, that the artist I'm playing is GLBT. That won't be the case here, as AIDS obviously affects everyone, and artists from all over the spectrum have been moved to write about it. And I have many wonderful songs that, for language reasons, cannot be played during this show. But you can hear some of those as well in the continuation of the show, available only on my site. I'm logically starting with one of the earliest songs about AIDS. The song appeared in probably the first musical dealing with the subject, mounted by San Francisco's Theater Rhinoceros in September of 1984. It was called The AIDS Show, and contributing songs were Carl Brown and Matthew McQueen, who had already formed a group called Automatic Pilot. One of those songs was this one, Safe Living in Dangerous Times.
Oh, so many ways people die.
Safe living in dangerous times.
A car on the street, a ball from the sky. Don't be flip, this could happen to you.
Save the
village,
dangerous time.
Doctors, lawyers, housewives too.
Automatic Pilot and Safe Living in Dangerous Times. Two of my early favorite gay artists were the duo Romanowski and Phillips, and I loved how political many of their songs were. They had two excellent songs about AIDS, No False Hope and Living with AIDS, and when I interviewed them in 2003, I found it interesting that Paul Phillips singled out these two songs when I asked him of what song by them he was the most proud.
Most proud. Well, certainly No False Hope is one. I think Living with AIDS is another one. And that's because I think Living with AIDS was one of the, was a song that was born out of a difficult time that didn't trivialize the time and didn't trivialize my own personal experience and wasn't written for the wrong reasons. People were asking us, why haven't you written a song about AIDS? And frankly, to write it just because it's the hot topic didn't make sense, never has, never would to Ron and I. Again, you know, you can't force a song.
He's big and he's proud. He's abrasive and loud. He can roar like a lion or be meek as a lamb. God knows he's courageous and sometimes outrageous. He inspires me to be all that I can. But I'll never forget the last time we met, how my heart stopped at the story he told.
He said, life can be hard when it deals you a card that you never expected to hold. Then he said, it's not the end, I rely on my friends for all the affection and the love they provide. And maybe with hugs and without booze and drugs, there is still a good chance I may survive.
And maybe he will, 'cause he's active still. He goes to the marches and all the parades. He's not giving in, he's determined to win. He's a person who's living with AIDS.
Living with love,
living with
not
love,
living in
not
fear. Embracing the light when shadows
when
appear.
Shadows
way to start releasing the power we hold in our hearts. The loss of our lovers, our sisters and brothers, is a wound that cuts deep through our history of pride.
And one way to heal,
one way to
all the pain that
the pain we feel,
is to stand by the living and remain unified. So if you've got a friend whose condition is grim, don't go burying him or drawing the shade. Surrender your doubt by reaching out to a person who
Living with AIDS by Romanowski and Phillips from their Emotional Roller Coaster album from 1988. And not only were we as a culture living with AIDS, we were also, in the words of Michael Callan, living in wartime.
Wartime. This is no time for doubting, to stop and wonder why. This is a time for shouting, I don't believe the lies.
I don't believe the lies.
One way or another, no one will be spared. I call out to my brothers, does not anybody care? Oh, we are living in wartime.
Living in
wartime, it will not go away.
Wartime.
More die every day.
Wartime.
This is
wartime.
War. This is
wartime.
Conspiracy of silence. The enemy within. Complacency or arrogance make us think we cannot win.
Make us think that the battle has been won. But the thunder in the distance says it's only just begun.
Oh,
we are living in wartime.
Wartime.
Oh, we are living, it's just like living in wartime.
We are living
in wartime.
Wartime. It will
wartime.
Not go away.
Wartime.
More
wartime.
Die every day.
Wartime.
This is
war.
This is
war.
They try to break our spirits. They try to keep us in our place. They do it to the women and the poor of every race.
The poor of every race.
We face a common enemy, bigotry and greed. But if we fight together, we can find the strength we need.
We can find the strength we need.
We can find the strength we need.
We are living in wartime.
It will not go away. More die every day. This is war. This is.
That was Living in Wartime from 1992. It appeared on the album The Flirtations Live Out on the Road, but was also on the 1988 solo album by Michael Callan, Purple Heart. Now, I'm not shy about saying that Michael Callan was one of my favorite gay artists. He was diagnosed with AIDS in 1982, and it's hard to believe he accomplished so much in the 11 years until his death in 1993, at age 38. He became a leading AIDS activist and was one of the founders of the People with AIDS Coalition. And through all his writing and speaking, he remained devoted to his music. He released his first album, Purple Heart, in 1988, and that same year the Flirtations were formed. The group toured nationally and released two albums and appeared in the movie Philadelphia. Now, many of you have heard him sing, but probably very few have heard him talk. I never had the pleasure of seeing him in person, but I do have a recording of a speech he made before the National Conference on AIDS in 1988. I have the whole hour speech on my site for you to hear, but I'm using just a snippet from the beginning and the end to introduce his version of the song, They Are Falling All Around Us.
I hate to read, but my brain is tired, so bear with me. As far as I can tell, I know more long-term AIDS survivors than anyone in the world. A notice I placed in the People with AIDS Coalition newsline last fall seeking long-term survivors has produced dozens of replies. Despite a persistent feeling that to talk about surviving is to jinx it, the prospect of meeting someone else who'd beat the odds apparently overcame all reluctance. If I had to describe in one word the common characteristic of the people with AIDS survivors that I interviewed, it would be grit. These people are all fighters, opinionated, incredibly knowledgeable about AIDS, stubborn, and passionately committed to living. These men and women have worked hard to stay alive. And they were all involved in the politics of AIDS, interestingly enough, some by becoming publicly identified, others by counseling and operating hotlines. Politics may well be the antidote to that self-obsession which often comes with AIDS. To realize that there's someone worse off than you whom you can help is an incredible relief and may even be healing. Yes, I have the tape with me. Actually, I think it's sitting there on top of... says Michael Cowan, I think it's queued up. Why don't we practice? People with AIDS and ARC sort of come up front here and we'll hold hands and maybe hold hands with everybody and form a circle or something. But I'd like people with AIDS and ARC who would like to publicly self-identify join me up here.
They are falling all around me. They are falling all around me. They are falling all around me. The strongest leaves of my tree. Every paper brings the news. Every paper brings the news. The teachers of my life are moving on. Death comes and rests so heavy. Death comes and rests so heavy. Death comes and rests so heavy. Your face I'll never see. Never see you anymore, but I'm not really gonna leave you. I'm not really gonna leave you. You're not really gonna leave me. It is your song I sing. It is your load I take on. It is your air I breathe. It's the record you set that makes me go on. It's your strength that helps me stand. You're not real. I have tried to sing my song right.
I tried to sing
my song. Be sure to let me hear from you.
Helping Michael out on that track were Holly Neer and Chris Williamson, and it comes from a wonderful album called Legacy, released after Michael's death. I consider it an essential album for any queer collection. Now, many major artists have written or performed songs about AIDS, mostly for fundraising efforts, although some of them were a little lyrically vague about the connection, like this one. Of course, that was just a bit of That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick, Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder. It raised millions, with the proceeds going to AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research. Another successful effort was by the Red Hot organization. They released a series of compilations through the 1990s, and while most of the songs had nothing to do with AIDS, this track from their first release in 1990 was right on target.
Spreading faster than a knock of blink, so I had to sit down and take time to think of how to spread the word to people all across the land, to make sure they putting out a helping hand. Nana Cherry noticed story, so it must be told, about a group of people let in the cold, caught by a plague, slowly they fade from an immune deficiency you see called AIDS. No knowledge of the fact, kept in the dark, scolds my soul and it hurts my heart. The young and elderly just running blind, hurt so bad it denied their own kind. Papa turn around and say that ain't mine, and it just made it worse for life on the line. And it's a shame to see a little child mature, growing up knowing that there ain't no cure. I've got you under my skin, I've got you under my skin. Pure pain you're giving me, I got you deep.
Was Nina Cherry from the 1990 benefit compilation Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter. On that album, artists mostly just did cover versions of Porter songs, but Cherry definitely added AIDS politics to the mix. Another 1990 release was a benefit album with several songs lyrically focused on the subject. It was called Feeding the Flame, Songs by Men to End AIDS. And the men in question were a mix of gay and straight, mostly folk-oriented, and including a number of artists I quite like Peter Alsop. His song shows a very understanding straight viewpoint and an educational one as well.
Dad, do you know anything about AIDS?
Sure. Come here and sit down.
I got a friend with AIDS, he's just like me and you.
I got a friend with AIDS. We got a lot of living to do. Some days we get sad, so here is what we do. We play together as much as we can, and I love him a lot, cause he's my friend. Yeah, me and my friend with AIDS got a lot of living to do.
What is AIDS?
It's a virus bug.
What can you do?
Well, I give him a hug.
You hug your friend?
Sure, and he hugs me.
But aren't you scared?
Well, I used to be.
I'd be scared.
You'd learn a lot.
What would I learn?
What's safe, what's not?
Could I get AIDS?
Well, that's hard to do.
But some kids have it.
Yes, that's true.
Where's the AIDS?
It's in his blood.
But what if he bleeds?
We patch him up, cause AIDS won't let his blood cells fight.
So I shouldn't touch his blood?
You got that right. I got a friend with AIDS, and someday he might die. But someday so will you, someday so will I. Some days we get sad, so here is what we do. Me and my friend with AIDS got a lot of living to do. We wipe his eyes.
You touch his tears.
There's no need for fears.
What about his ears?
With a cotton swab.
You clean his ears?
No, that's his job.
What about his spit?
He swallows it.
What about his hair?
No virus there.
His breath is fine?
Smells just like mine.
Does he feel ashamed?
No, he's not to blame. I got a friend with AIDS, and someday he might die. But someday so will you, someday so will I. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of when we're afraid we just can't love. And loving's how I want to be, so I don't let fear take over me. Here's what we can do. As much as we can and love him a lot, cause he's my friend. Yeah, me and my friend with AIDS got a lot of living to do. Got a lot of living, got a lot of living, got a lot of living to do.
Peter Alsop and Got a Lot of Living to Do from Feeding the Flame. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And you can hear much more of my Songs About AIDS special there, totaling over 3 hours. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more Very Queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning, from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Now, another fundraising event for AIDS was a tour called Heartstrings, and one of the most moving songs from that show was Jonathan Wesley Oliver Jr. It's probably the best song about the name's quilt, and while it's been recorded many times, I prefer the original by Leela Sack.
Jonathan Wesley Oliver Jr., somebody told me you would be here. Finally get to say goodbye. Jonathan Jr., how many years have gone between us? On the back porch, making wishes, counting shooting stars. I was scared of Indiana when we moved there. I was 10, and there you and I knew it right away. That's my friend. Jonathan Wesley Oliver Jr. Growing up must have sure been awful. All the things you couldn't say. Couldn't have been easy. I can still hear your dad and you fighting. Something happened, unresolved, and then you moved away. I've been married nearly 3 years. Oh, it's amazing, time goes on. Had a baby girl, her name's Jennifer. If we have a boy, he'll be John. Somebody told me you would be here. It was Jonathan Wesley Sr. Picture your father writing your name with needle and thread. Oh, you'd be laughing, you'd be proud though. It's a real nice job. I keep thinking, once you said something good can come from anything. Jonathan Wesley Oliver Jr. from 54 to 87. What's it like, John? What's in heaven? Are there shooting stars?
That track appeared on the Various Artists album Love Worth Fighting For, which I consider one of the very best GLBT compilations. Also from that album comes a beautiful song by Janice Ian. And here's some comments from her about it.
Well, I got involved in AIDS work back in 82, 83, before it had a name, and have done a lot of the first benefits, you know, the first pediatric benefit, the first one in New York, the first one in Nashville. It really disturbed me when I was writing that song how many people were using religion as an excuse for hatred and saying things like, it's God's punishment on gay men. You know, because if that was true, really, then lesbians, who are the safest risk group, really should have been punished as well. I can't imagine that God would hate gay men more than gay women. So it became an important song to me, and I like the idea that when we see angels, you know, they're always depicted as these kind of happy figures, and you put it on your lapel, and you feel a little protected. And to me, to be that close to God would mean that you really saw into the hearts of men. And I would think there'd be a lot of tears involved.
Wait, your tired arms must rest. Let this moment pass. Wait until the morning. Close your eyes and let me see who you used to be. Left without a warning. Who knew one so big could grow so small? Lighter than the writing on the wall. When angels cry, storms weep, can my heart sleep? Oh, Wish I'd never heard. Wish I'd never heard. Wish I'd never heard. The power of a four-letter word. Cause only love will matter in the end, for woman or for man. What's the difference now? Here we live with bottles and needles and truth. Here is your living proof that death cannot be proud. Some say it's a judgment on us all. I can't believe that God would be that small. Cry, can I stand by when storms weep? Can my heart sleep? Wish I'd never heard. Wish I'd never heard. Wish I'd never heard. The power.
Janice Ian and When Angels Cry. Another song I find quite interesting is by Gregory Gray. It's called 3 Minute Requiem, and it's from his 1995 album with the amusing title Euroflake in Silver Lake.
Stumbled into time. friend has slowly faded out. For all our modern drugs will not keep him alive. He studied hard and how he loved the arts. His boyfriend's still alive despite his broken heart. I can't believe the righteousness of man.
Gregory Gray. Up next, I'm going to play a tribute to a hit musical that had the theme of AIDS running all through it, and it was called Rent. But I'm adding to its title song a parody of it from the movie Team America World Police. It was from 2005, and the movie included a parody musical called Lease. Rent, lease, get it? Here goes.
Real life, when real life's getting more like fiction each day. Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay.
Rent!
How do you write a song when the chords sound wrong, though they once sounded right and rare? But the notes are sour, where is the power you once had to ignite?
So this is the end of our story, and everyone is dead from AIDS. It took from me my best friend, my only true pal, my only bright star.
He died of AIDS.
Well, I'm gonna march on Washington, lead the fight and charge the brigades. There's a hero inside of all of us. I'll make them see everyone has AIDS. My father,
AIDS.
My sister,
AIDS.
My uncle and my cousin and her best friend.
AIDS, AIDS.
The gays and the straights and the whites and the spades.
Everyone has AIDS.
My grandma and my dog go blue.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
The Pope has got it and so do you.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
Come on everybody, we got quilting to do.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
We're gonna break down these barricades.
Everyone has AIDS, 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 AIDS,
AIDS, AIDS. Everybody has AIDS from Team America. I've got time for two more songs, and again, I had such a difficult time narrowing down what I could fit into a one-hour show. There are so many aspects of the AIDS crisis I wanted to cover, the emotional areas of grief, anger, sympathy, and more political and social approaches. I didn't get a chance to include the contributions found in additional musicals, movies, or by gay and lesbian choruses, and I even have some songs with humorous angles to them. Alas, you have to go to my website for the continuation of the show for all that. I'm squeezing into this show a song I quite admire by an artist friend of mine, Jay Spears. I like that it broaches an area that is very real, but one that I had not yet heard illustrated, that of dating someone who is HIV positive.
Met a big smiley jarhead, and there wasn't much doubt. He's sizing me up, I'm checking him out. Made a date for the weekend, and I was delighted. Couldn't wait, couldn't sleep, I was too excited. So we went to the beach, and I'm thinking, doggone, we're hitting it off, it's turning me on. Then he looks me in the eye, honest as the sky, and he says, I'm an HIV positive guy. And I go, oh, ah,
positive, he says he's positive.
Well, I looked out to sea, and I gave a little cough. It's bumming me out, it's ticking me off. Well, I felt bad, but call a spade a spade. I don't want to dodge a bullet every time I get laid. So I go,
positive, he says he's positive. Positive, he says he's positive.
And he laughs, this gonna be a problem for you. But I was just standing there staring at my shoe. Problem, nah, problem for me. Some of my best friends are HIV. Why couldn't I be as honest as he? Call a spade, don't want to dodge a bullet every time I get laid. So now we're pals, and I tell you no lie. I hope he finds a beautiful, beautiful, positive guy.
Positive, he says he's positive. Positive, he says he's positive.
Jay Spears and his song, Positive, from his 2002 album, Boy Howdy. I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening. And you can hear this show anytime, along with seeing photos of the artists and recordings, at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And don't forget to come back on the fourth Monday of next month, Christmas Eve, for my Queer Christmas Show. For the last song in this show, I'm going to Dan Martin, one of the founders of the Out Music organization and whose talents I much respect. There were several songs I could have selected by him, but I picked one also found on the album Love Worth Fighting For. He wrote the song with his partner Michael Biello, and for that compilation, he got a gospel choir from Washington, D.C. to join in. They are called Lavender Light, and when I interviewed Dan in 2002, he gave me these comments about the song.
Lay Your Burden Down was written in the the beginning of the AIDS crisis, at least in Michael's and my awareness. And it was really a search to express all of this pain and do it in a way that was hopeful. There was a real need from both of us to express something, create some kind of an anthem that was very positive. We were both going through various kind of emotional healing places, dealing with healing from people that we had lost and things, a time of life and a way of life that seemed to be disappearing. And at the time, we were also kind of hanging out with and listening to Lavender Light, the gay and lesbian gospel group. And I think that wanting to do something that captured the spirit that we heard from them of a gospel feeling was part of what was going on there also.
Here is Dan Martin with Lavender Light Gay and Lesbian Gospel Choir singing Lay Your Burden Down.
I have sight, I have song, I have beauty around me. That's clear. So then why would I sit and cry, waiting for the writing in the sky? We're alive when so many are gone. We've the freedom to do as we please. So then what will it take someone dying to believe and live the life we choose to live? Not asking why, I'm asking you, just lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. We're in light, sound and color surround us, friendship and love just a touch away. Still it seems colors fade to gray, waiting for that time we call someday. Can't you see there's so much more to share? Look around, take a stand, it's your life. Tell me why will it take some more dying? Let it go, see the light, be the light. Stop asking why, I'm asking you, just lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. There's got to be a way to push it further. There's got to be a way to walk into the light. My body trembles every time I believe. I can let my faith direct my life and realize I can do anything. I can build a world of plenty. Joy is mine, love is mine, wealth is here for me. My world is for freedom. Things I've received, you the people in my life can help me there. I'm asking you, I'm asking, please, just lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and lay your burden down, lay it down, let
let it fall, let it go, let it fly. Lay your burden down.